The name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of the church, and the Lord of our lives, my dear brothers and sisters. Reading from Luke chapter 11 is very surprising in a way for us today. Here Jesus had been teaching and healing, and a Pharisee invites Jesus to come to his house for a meal. As they sit down, the Pharisee noticed that Jesus had not washed his hands according to the oral tradition of the scribes. Jesus knew his hypocritical thoughts and addressed him with the intent of exposing his self-righteousness. He said, in effect, to the Pharisees, "You know the letter of the law, those laws that have been made up, but you don't help those in need, you don't help the poor. You tithe, but you neglect justice and showing the love of God to others. Your actions betray the condition of your hearts." Jesus said, "You Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of wickedness and greed." And then our lesson concludes with these words, "You are like unmarked graves, which men walk over without knowing it." In Jewish law, tombs were to be whitewashed. This was done in order to draw attention to the grave so that people wouldn't come into contact with them and be defiled. Jesus called the Pharisees unmarked graves. They had influence over many people, but the crowds of people who listened to them were not aware of the impurity within. They were so in danger of being defiled with legalistic and empty teaching. Confronting hypocrisy was what Jesus did in our text. He confronted the pride of the Pharisees and their craving for recognition by others, taking the important seats in the synagogue, being recognized by everybody in the marketplace. Jesus confronted the sins of the Pharisees with their hypocrisy and deception, putting on a self-righteous show and trusting only in their outward goodness. But Jesus also confronts today the hypocrisy that lurks within you and me. We face the temptation of thinking as church professionals that we have a corner on biblical knowledge, and that we are the authorities, the sole authorities on right theology. We want people to look at us as authority figures, and we live exemplary lives that everybody should emulate. Hypocrisy puts us in an attitude that makes it impossible for us to receive what Jesus has come to bring, namely forgiveness and a new life with him. Hypocrisy insists on its own way and is evident in an attitude toward God, not acting in faith, and an attitude toward those around us, our neighbors, not acting in love. Jesus confronted the Pharisee in our text, and he also confronts us today. He shows us our hypocrisy in the mirror of the law, his word. And he invites us to confess our sins of pride and our sins of selfishness, which prompt hypocrisy. Cleansing is from Christ alone. Hebrews 9:14 says, "How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" Our self-righteousness has no place, we read in Titus 3. He saved us not because of the works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. At the foot of the cross, our dead works are put away. At the foot of the cross, we receive the righteousness which Christ has won for us. In the context of our lesson today, I want to share with you the mission of Cross Connections, a recognized service organization of a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The mission of Cross Connections is to provide affordable, professional, Christ-centered counseling, and also to train lay counselors called covenant partners to give biblical guidance to others. Cross Connections counselors lead clients into God's Word to confront the sin of their lives, sin that separates them from God and from others. It may be a marriage on the rocks. It may be parent-child conflict. It may be anger management, despairing in one of life's situations, or battling an addiction. Cross Connections counselors rely on God's Word to point clients to their sin and then to the cross, where there is forgiveness and foundation for a new way of living. At Cross Connections, we believe that lives are changed by the working of the Holy Spirit through God's Word. We believe that relationships are reconciled at the foot of the cross. We believe that people are brought to a more complete understanding of their lives as children of God as they study God's Word. Cross Connections is biblical counseling done by LCMS professional counselors at three sites in the Fort Wayne area. We have two offices here at the seminary in Augustine. There's an office at Bethlehem Lutheran Church on South Anthony Boulevard and also at Southwest Lutheran Church on Homestead Road. All client referrals that come to us from the seminary community come through the Dean of Students, Professor Tim Quill. Cross Connections presently serves the members of 33 congregations in the Fort Wayne area. 160 clients are presently being seen by one of our seven professional counselors, and 45 individuals are being served by one of our 30 covenant partners. We've just begun another class of covenant partner training. Following chapel today, several members of our Cross Connections staff will be in the student commons, and they will be able to answer any questions you might have. We thank God for the opportunity we have at Cross Connections to have a partnership with the Concordia Seminary family. The Pharisees in our lesson today failed to heed the words of our Lord and repent of their hypocrisy, but the Word of God exposes our sins of hypocrisy and points us to the Savior who gave his life on the cross that we might be forgiven and have a new life. In Jesus' name, amen.